lot of your colleagues around the country,
they can't be shouted down at meetings. They've had to cancel them. Here, we didn't see that problem. You had some catcalls at the beginning, but everyone quieted down. What's different about you in the district?
Well, I mean, I haven't been elsewhere to know what's going on there, but I just think that what I like about living in upstate New York, what I like about this district is the great community spirit, the great enthusiasm that people have, and the seriousness with which they take their responsibility to be civically engaged. I mean, I spoke about it a little bit during the comments that, the turnout here was unbelievably high, way more than anybody expected. And I think that really speaks to, and this district had huge turnout in the last election in 2008. It's just a district where people get engaged, and they do it in a productive way, and they do it in a helpful way, because we could have a conversation here and have people really hear about different thoughts and different ways that we could approach this problem. And you can't have that if people just start yelling at each other, and that's not productive. So I'm really, really proud of the people of the 20th District, and I'm proud to represent people who are willing to get involved, come out, take their Saturday morning, and also do it in a way that's productive.
Any changes in your thoughts on the healthcare from what you heard today?
No real fundamental changes here, because this was in line with what I've been hearing from people all along, that there are a wide set of views, people from all different points in the way you might reform this, from having no government involvement to having a fully government-run system and kind of everywhere in between. And again, you heard from people, whether they want more government involvement or not, often some frustration with the way the system is working for them right now. So that's kind of what I hear consistently. There's frustration with the cost of insurance. There's frustration with exclusions and pre-existing conditions, with billing practices. And some people's solution is to have the government more involved. Some people's solution is they think you should have the government less involved. But we're kind of trying to solve a lot of the same problems. And also up here, big frustration with our hospitals, which are really very poorly reimbursed and struggling to survive. And our doctors, who, relative to other places, get reimbursed a lot less money than they could if they worked somewhere else. And we have doctor shortages as a result. So same issues that I hear kind of all across the district. And we're trying to work on solving.
Any differences from Granville yesterday?
Nothing that jumps out at me. Similar setup. This was a lot more people, and microphone system worked better, so that was useful. In Granville, the mic kind of kept giving out on us, which people would get a little bit frustrated then. But no, not a lot of fundamental differences. Same kinds of questions, same issues. We just keep talking about them. And frankly, it's a lot of getting people educated, because there's a lot of fear and concern about what we're talking about. And some of it is things that I think very few people in Congress would want to do, that people are worried about. And others of it is real concerns about changes to the healthcare system.
Did you see fear out here among your constituents?
I didn't see a ton of fear. Probably, I hope more when they got here than when they left. I think, people that hung around till the end got a sense of what I'm trying to do and what I'm talking about and how I think it's going to work and what I'm going to go fight for in Washington. And hopefully that left them feeling a little bit better.
Have you considered co-sponsoring the Local Community Radio Act of 2009? It's a bipartisan bill to bring low-power FM to communities throughout the district and the country.
I haven't considered it yet, is the honest answer, but I'd be happy to.
Hopefully you can take a
look at
that.
Josh would be a person to get the info to.
Are you trying to do for this district in terms of healthcare? I mean, how would you amend the bill to bring more doctors to this area to help the elderly population in Columbia and Greene County?
So the huge issue for us is Medicare reimbursement rates. The private system is tied, by and large, to Medicare reimbursement rates. So there's an amendment to the House bill that's been worked on in Energy and Commerce that requires this one-year study and a redoing of all the Medicare reimbursement rates. I think that is the biggest issue for us in terms of getting doctors here, because we can attract doctors. It's that the doctors here are making a living, but so many of them could get paid so much more elsewhere that they just get run ragged here and there's not enough. If you even equalize those reimbursement rates, I think this is a beautiful place to live. People like living up here. It's wonderful countryside. We'll have enough doctors that want to come here if we are not fundamentally at this disadvantage we are right now. And that's going to be a big issue on the doctor front.
It's the same problem coming with the population in general. The young people grow up, get out of high school, and then they're out of this district. Do you have any kind of jobs programs in mind to retain youth in this area?
So a huge issue that we spend a ton of time working on is broadband internet access in our rural areas. In particular, my district, I have 138 towns in my district, 4 different mountain ranges, and so much of my district doesn't have access to broadband internet. And that is a critical issue for people in their 20s. So there was a bunch of money in the stimulus package that was set up to be doing broadband access. They came out with rules about a month ago. The rules were overly restrictive for people to actually get out and do it, and they also disadvantaged our rural areas because they had this network of 50 miles around any community before you could get into these rural areas. And most all of my district didn't count as rural, despite what you see. I mean, we're at a farm. This would not be considered rural. It's totally a rural area. So I led, actually, a group of 43 congressmen. I was the lead author of a letter that we sent to Commerce and USDA, the two agencies that are running this program, trying to get them to change the rules to make sure that the projects in our district would qualify for some of this federal money to underwrite it, because it is expensive to go out into small towns. And that's, I think it's like rural electrification. It's an entire fundamental commodity product, a utility that we have to have in our small towns for them to be able to hold on to young people and survive. And so I'm very excited about fighting to get that done and then working with a number of different providers that are trying to bring broadband internet access in. I think that's critical to our small businesses and critical to keeping our youth here.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, good to see you.
Hi. Hi. Brandon from town of Poughkeepsie. I just...
good to see you.
You voted
Somebody
for the
grab
D.C.
my...
She's got it.
Okay.
I've got it.
Great, thank
you. Voted for the D.C. funding bill, if I'm not mistaken, right?
The D.C. funding bill?
The D.C. funding bill. Which there was a move to put in the traditional ban on funding for abortions. It used to be the TIAART amendment. But the leadership blocked the introduction of that amendment. They didn't approve it. But on procedural votes, there were a group of 38 Democrats that voted with the pro-lifers. And the amendment or the vote to block the D.C. funding bill without the abortion prohibition failed by two or three votes. My understanding, you voted for the D.C. funding bill, which actually now, for the first time in our history, forces us, through our tax money, to pay for abortions in the District of Columbia because it's paid for with federal tax money. Now, you answered a question a little bit before about abortion. You addressed it briefly and said that, well, it wasn't required. It might or might not be covered. Why would we trust you not to go along with the leadership that's going to fund abortion? As President Obama said during the campaign on that, he and Planned Parenthood will not yield. It's not just a matter of pro-choice or pro-life. Do you think abortion should be available or not available, but do you think everyone should have to pay for it? You also said during this talk here a little while ago that you favor an individual mandate, which I assume means that everybody would be required to have health insurance, or they would pay a tax, which would go into that fund. So if everybody has to pay and every plan has to have abortion option,
that's the key. That's the key. No, every plan doesn't have to have
not every plan, but everyone has to have abortion available in one of the plans that's available to them. That's already been reported out by the committee you just mentioned. They killed an amendment.
They can choose not to choose a plan that has abortion in it.
Right.
But that's their choice.
But that's their choice.
I mean,
but
we all
still
have to pay for weapons.
For all
and
we got to get you heading in the car for the next one.
I believe that everybody should, under an individual mandate, have coverage, and everybody should be able to choose a health plan that does not cover abortion. That's what I believe. I believe you should be able to choose that if you want to, and I should be able to choose one that does cover abortion if I want to. That's what I believe.
As long as tax money is used to subsidize the system in any way, it forces everybody. Well, it does now.
That gets into some longer stuff, but I believe that's what I believe in terms of choice.
We're already paying, as we speak, for the abortion of young 3/4 of them black children in the District of Columbia. We are paying for it right now with our taxes.
Thank you for being
here. We can, as we're walking.
Good to see you, Mark. See you soon, Mark. I'll be in touch with him. Yes, your name?
I know your name on that bulletin board. Yes.
Yeah, I guess.